That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Folks, if you're working a little harder than usual these days, you don't want to take the chance of a headache or acid indigestion slowing you down on the job. So here's a good rule to follow. When you go to your druggist for Alka-Seltzer, buy two packages instead of one. Keep one at home and one where you work. Then, when a headache or acid indigestion comes along to slow you down on the job, you'll have Alka-Seltzer handy for the fast, efficient relief it offers. You'll find, as thousands of others have discovered, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for headache or acid indigestion. Now, the reason Alka-Seltzer can give such fast relief is because it's in complete solution before you drink it, and therefore ready to go right to work on your discomfort. So don't let a nagging headache or the distress of acid indigestion spoil your good times or your work. Keep Alka-Seltzer handy where you work as well as at home. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help a fellow feel tip-top. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum located an attractive ranch near Las Vegas and advised Abner to buy it, even though he was against the idea of Abner becoming a rancher. As we look in on our friends today, we find Lum and Abner in their room at the La Cucaracha Dude Ranch. Listen.
I doggies, I wish that dad blame Cedric could get back here. He's been gone all morning. Don't reckon anything's happened to him, do you, Lum?
Well, I don't know. Where is he?
Oh, no telling, no telling. That's what's got me so worried. I sent him out of here 4 hours ago to get some stuff for me, and I ain't seen hair nor hide of him since.
What was it you sent him after?
Well, I figured long as I'm going into the ranch in business, I'm going to need some of them cowboy boots, so I sent him out to get me some.
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, you know what they are.
For the land's sakes, Abner, Cedric can't buy boots for you. His foot's at least 4 sizes bigger than yours. He wears size 14.
Well, I know. I never aimed on having him fit them on himself, Lum. See, I give him one of my shoes to take with him, and he can fit the boots on over there.
Oh, well, I noticed you was limping there and never seen you just had on one shoe. I thought you'd stubbed your toe on something.
No, that's the trouble. I wished old Armand Cannon was out here. I'd send him for him. Me and him wear the same size shoes, you know.
Armand Cannon?
Yeah, you know old R.J.R. Run, Johnny Run Cannon.
Oh, moved off down to Warm Springs, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgot about him. Fine old feller.
Yeah. Dad, blame it. Where could that Cedric be? Where could he be at?
Well, I don't know. Sorry if you're right for not going yourself.
Well, Lum, I couldn't go myself. I can't leave.
Why can't you?
Because Cedric's got my shoe with him. Well, I'm waiting on that real estate feller to call me about the ranch, too. Got me so nervous and jumpy, I could just... Might not just run right up beside that wall there.
What are you so nervous about that for?
I'm just so scared I ain't gonna get it. That's what's the trouble. What do you reckon's wrong, Lum? Why don't he call?
Well, Abner, things like that takes time. You can't close a big deal like that in just one day's time.
Why can't you?
Well, because there's miles and miles of red tape you have to go through before everything's all set.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when do you reckon they're aiming on running me through it, Lum?
Through what?
That red tape he's talking about just now.
Oh, well, it ain't nothing you actually run through.
Well, I hope they don't do it before Cedric gets back my other shoe. I hate to go limping through there, 1 foot up, 1 foot down.
Yeah, what I mean is there's certain details that has to be took care of before the actual signing of the papers. And that's more than likely what they're doing now.
Details, huh?
Yeah.
Like what, for instance?
Well, like, for instance, They have to have a title search, and...
What's the matter? They lost it?
Lost what?
The title. You said they're searching for it.
No, Abner. What that means is...
My doggies, wouldn't you know this would happen to me? I thought that feller looked awful absent-minded. Of all the things he had to go and
Abner,
lose, it would
they
be.
Ain't lost it.
Oh, yes, they have. Don't try to keep it from me, Lum. You know just as well as I do that if they don't find it, I never will get that ranch.
Now, Abner...
Maybe I better go over there and help them look for it.
Abner, if you don't hash up, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
But, Lum, here...
If you'll just simmer down for a half a second, I'll straighten you out on this, I think.
Well, I wish you would. I never had so many things go wrong all in one day.
Now, look, I'm going to explain this to you in little bitty words so you'll understand it.
Yeah, make it as easy for me as you can, Lum.
And I ain't going through it but one time now, so listen careful.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. What was we talking about?
We were talking about that forgetful varmint of a real estate salesman that went and lost the title to that ranch. And you was going to explain to me why they ain't searching for her. I'd just love to hear their excuse, if you've got one.
Well, yeah. Or no. I mean, I ain't making excuses for them. You've just got the wrong idea about all this, Abner. You've got the wrong idea what a title search is, and I'll explain it to you.
Is it anything like a treasure hunt?
No.
Hide and seek?
Well, you shut up and let me...
Heavy, Hank. I'm sorry, folks. Go ahead, Mom.
Now, in the first place, all a title search amounts to is them looking back through the papers on this ranch to be sure that whoever sold it to whoever has it had everything in order so that whoever has it can sell it to somebody else.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, do you understand it?
Well,
Good. Well, now, let's let it go at that and talk about something else.
Yeah, well, now, just before we do, I'd just like to get your opinions on one more little thing.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Do you think I ought to go over there and help them look for it?
Abner Peabody...
All right, if you don't think so...
Well, I don't think so.
All right.
And put your other shoe on. You give me the willies pacing back and forth, going up on one side and down on the other. Makes me seasick.
Well, I ain't got another shoe. I told you I'd give it to Cedric to try my boots on with.
Well, set down then. You get me dizzy-headed.
Yeah, all right. Sit down. Now, where in the world do you reckon that Cedric is?
You said that 12 times.
I'm saying it again. It's got me worried.
Well, you ought to know he's out buying a pair of cowboy boots for you.
I know that, Lum, but it wouldn't take all this time. Don't reckon he's went out and got himself lost, do you?
No, he's all right. You know how Cedric is. Once you tell him to do something, he won't leave no stone unturned till he gets it done.
Yeah, well, I just wished he'd hurry up.
Huh, what?
What was that you said about not leaving something unturned?
I said that once you tell Cedric to find something for you, he won't leave no stone unturned till he does it.
Well, for the land's sake.
Now what's the matter?
Well, no wonder it's taking him so long. He never will find them boots for me looking under rocks for him.
Well, of course not.
Why don't he go to a regular shoe store? Or boot store, I reckon. Doggies, I never had no ideas he'd go around looking under rocks for him.
Well, he ain't looking under rocks for him.
You just now said he was.
I never done it.
You did, too. I sit right here and heard you. You said
I know what I said. I said he won't leave no stone unturned until he finds them boots for you.
Well, what's the difference? What's he turning them over for if he ain't looking under them?
Turning what over?
Stone.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Why do you have to take everything I say so literary? What I was talking about...
Well, even as dumb as Cedric is sometimes, Lum, I don't think he'd go around looking under rocks for a pair of cowboy boots.
Now, just stop right where you're at. Just stop right there. We ain't going to get started on nothing like that again.
No, let's don't.
When I said he wouldn't leave no stone unturned to find them for you, I just meant he'd look every possible place before he give up.
Well, why didn't you say so?
You see, you just use an example like stones.
Huh.
It's just another way of saying he'll try every way in the world to find them. Like that old lettered saying of mine, a rolling stone gathers no moss. I actually don't mean stone.
What do you mean?
Well, a rolling stone gathers no moss. That means a feller that wanders around right smart.
You mean Cedric?
Cedric? What in the world's he got to do with
it? Well, he's been out wandering around all day long. I never knowed he's out gathering moss, so.
Abner, look.
It's my own fault. I ought to knowed better than to send him.
Abner, will you hush up and listen to me for a minute?
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
You ain't exasperating as one human being I ever knowed in my
what
life.
What is it you want to tell
nothing,
me?
Nothing at all. Just go right ahead talking. Believe I'm final learning my lesson.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say I ought to know Cedric was the wrong one to send for cowboy boots. He'd never know how to go about finding nothing like that. Cedric's a city boy.
Well, yeah, you're right there.
Well, he was born and raised right in Pine Ridge. Downtown Pine Ridge, you might say.
Oh, yeah. It ain't more than a half a mile from the main street.
It's a downright shame, too, ain't it?
Well, I don't know, Abner. I don't think you ought to talk that way about Cedric being born.
I never meant that. I mean, it's a shame that he's such a city feller.
Oh.
He ain't never had the opportunities to see what it's like to live out in the country. Or out in the wide open spaces like out here, for instance.
Well, no, but he ain't the only one. Grannies, think of them little youngins born in really big places like New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Fort Smith. They don't ever get a chance to really know this kind of life.
No, poor little feller.
And just imagine how tickled them boys in big cities like that be if they could get out and live for a while like real Westerners, like cowboys.
Oh, Lord, yes, yes.
Well, ain't a boy alive that wouldn't give my nigh anything. He's got to be able to live like a real cowboy on a real working range.
Oh, no, well, he wouldn't be a boy if he would.
No, sir. No, sir, it's just a shame there ain't a place in a spot like this where boys could go and spend a short time, months or something like that.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, Lum, you'd think somebody would have thought of having a ranch where young'uns from the city could go and learn how to ride and rope and fish and hunt and all that.
Yeah, you sure would. And if a feller just had the money to put in a ranch like that, think of the enjoyment he'd get out of being able to provide just such a place.
Oh, yeah, I dog as I just wished I had the money. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I'm buying a ranch, ain't I?
Yeah, it looks like it.
And we both think a boy's ranch is a good idea, don't we?
Well, sure.
Well,
but...
I dog as long, that's it.
That's what?
Just this. If this deal for that ranch goes through, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You mean you're going to put in a boy's ranch?
Yes, sir. I dog as long. Here, Lump, let me borrow your shoe there. Take it off.
My shoe?
Why, sure. I can't go over there barefoot.
Well, wait a minute, Adner. Where are you going?
Over there and help him search for that title. I dog as I ain't going to take no chances on letting this deal fall through.
Well, it looks like Abner hit upon a really good idea there.